William Morrow and Harper Audio present When the Men Were Gone, a novel by Marjorie Herrera Lewis, performed by Eva Kaminsky. Prologue. Brownwood, Texas, 1910. My father and I climbed into our horse and buggy and began our 3-mile trek. We had prepared for a squall moving through town, but we couldn't have known that the wind and rain would swirl so heavily that it would nearly toss me from the cart. At one point, my father had to catch me by my wrist to keep me on board. Just as he steadied me, the wind about swept away his cowboy hat. He clutched it, continuing to steer both horses with his left hand while holding his hat firmly on his head with his right. I hunkered down beside my father beneath the comfort and protection of my mother's homemade quilt. "You okay under there, Petunia?" he shouted. I pulled the cover back a bit, fought the rain from my eyes by squinting up at my father, and assured him all was well. The only thing that bothered me about the weather was that it slowed us down. Once we arrived at the high school, he lifted me from the wagon.
"Perfect timing," he said.
He squeezed the quilt to rid it of some water and then hung it over the buggy's wooden side.
"Looks like the worst has passed."
He was right. The rain had stopped, the wind had subsided, and the Brownwood Lions had yet to kick off.